Welcome to the VAT update for 14th April, and in this month's edition we've got three items. As usual, this podcast is accompanied by detailed notes which themselves contain links should you wish to do further research in the topics covered. But the first topic this month is the decision of the tribunal in the frozen food company. Now, this company was trying to obtain zero rating for its product, which was a fruit dessert available in three different flavours and sold in tubs similar to how ice cream might be presented to the public. The company was arguing that its product was frozen fruit and accordingly should benefit from zero rating. But in conducting the appeal, I was surprised to note that the company did not produce any evidence and did not make any samples of the product available to the tribunal. Now, that seems to me to illustrate how not to conduct an appeal, and might have been a serious omission on the part of the company, because it was making assertions but it had no evidence to support its contention that the product was a foodstuff and should be zero rated. In the event, the tribunal decided that the product was within the accepted items to Schedule 8, and in particular that it was similar to ice cream and water ices and similar frozen products, and therefore it had to be standard rated at the point of sale. The second case this month concerned a solicitor, Mr. Goodman, who wanted retrospective admission to the flat rate scheme because he had calculated that if he had applied to join the flat rate scheme from the outset, he would have paid approximately £7,500 less in VAT. And he was now in financial difficulty, so he wanted the flat rate scheme to apply from when he first registered in 1st July 2012, but HMRC allowed retrospection to February 2014, but not beyond that. There's a degree of fairness in the argument which Mr. Goodman was trying to promote, because he pointed out that there should be symmetry, and if he'd underpaid tax, HMRC could have 4 years to recover any underpayment from a mistake. But that did not mean that the symmetry applied the other way, and he had not applied to join the flat rate scheme from the outset. So accordingly, the question that the tribunal had to consider was whether HMRC had acted reasonably in refusing to allow his retrospective application to the flat rate scheme. And the tribunal looked at what HMRC had considered, including his personal circumstances, the underlying policy of the scheme, and the economic effect that the refusal would have. And the only conclusion was that HMRC had acted reasonably in refusing retrospection, and consequently the appeal must fail. It's an illustration that you must get things right from the outset, and it's as well to obtain good professional advice as to what is the best method available to a taxpayer in completing tax returns. Finally, HMRC have made two interesting announcements on VAT, the first to be found in Clause 115 of the Finance Bill No. 2, introduces the possibility that zero rating might become available for women's sanitary products, and HMRC has published a policy paper on this topic. The second is that for those who choose to do so and use the VAT road fuel scale charges, then new rates will apply from 1st May 2016. This is administratively convenient, and those businesses that choose to use the road fuel scale charges must apply the new scales from the start of the next prescribed accounting period, beginning on or after the 1st of May 2016. Thanks for listening.